Hi, this is Jesse Liberty. Today we're going to take a look at element binding. That's binding one element on your form to the value of another element on your form. Let's open up Visual Studio and create a new project. And we'll name that project Element Binding. Except OS 7.1, that's Mango. As soon as Visual Studio settles down, we'll click on the title to the application and change that title to Element Binding, and we can click on the page name and just delete that. Let's open up the toolbox to see the controls that we can add to this form. Let's begin by creating a row and a couple columns. And now we will take the slider control and drag that into the first cell. Let's go over to the properties window and set some of the properties for this. We'll give it a name, call it My Slider for now. Then we'll work our way through some of these properties to arrange the layout of the slider. Set the column span to 1. We want this only to be in one column. And set the row span to 1 as well. Let's set large change to 10. That means every time we click on the slider, that's going to make a change of 10. We'll set the margin to 0. We need to remember to set the small change as well. The small change is as you slide along the slider. We'll set that to 1. Let's set the maximum value to 100. And so the slider will represent the value 0 through 100. Set the current value to 50, and let's set the width to 200 so it fits in that one column. And we see that it has the cursor for the slider dead center, which makes sense. If our values are 0 to 100 and the current value is 50, then that's going to be centered. We can take a look at the XAML that represents the slider. All of these settings could have been done directly in the XAML rather than in the properties window if we had chosen to. For the next part of what we're doing, which will be creating a stack panel in the second column, let's begin by dragging a stack panel in there and setting its vertical alignment to stretch and setting its horizontal alignment to stretch and setting its margins to 0. That way that stack panel will take up the entire panel. We see that it's not yet, and that's because its height and width have been set to arbitrary values. Let's set that to auto, and we'll set the width to auto. With the height and width to auto, the alignments to stretch and no margin, we now have filled that entire cell with a stack panel. We can put our buttons and such into the stack panel, or we can move over to the XAML and adjust the XAML ourselves manually. So let's do that. We'll slide down to the stack panel to remove the self-closing tag and put a closing tag so we can put things inside the stack panel. Remember to set the stack panel's orientation to horizontal because we want the contents of this stack panel to be side by side. And the first thing we're going to put in there is our text block that we're going to name as slider value, and we're going to set its text value to be bound to the value of the slider. We do this with a standard binding. We put the name of the property we want to bind to, and then we use the keyword element name, and we set that equal to the element that has the value that we're binding to. Now, I'm going to call it likability and go up and change the name of the slider to likability, but those have to match. That's the key thing, is that the element name is going to point to whichever element we're getting our value from. And so you can see the element name is likability, and the name of the slider is likability, and we're saying that we're binding to the value property of that element. Now, let's set the horizontal and vertical alignment for our text block. Set the margin to have a margin of 5 on the left to give a little space, because what we're going to do is put text blocks on either side of this bound text block. The first one will be used to as a label. We're going to call it likability, and that label is going to explain what this value is, set up the alignments and the margin for the text block that's going to the left of our bound text block, and then let's set a text block to the right of our bound text block, which will have the percent sign. So it'll say likability, and in this case 50%, and we have bound that value, whatever number it's going to show, to the value of the slider named likability. We can see in design view that that's working. Let's save, build, and run this application. The emulator comes up, and we see we start out at 50% and likability 50%, and as we move that slider, the value in our text block is instantly updated because it is bound to the value of the slider. Now we want to do a little bit of text processing to eliminate those extreme decimal points, but you can see that we're getting a direct binding between the slider and the text block that's displaying that value. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you again very soon.